We're back for another episode of Reality Mums. Lots of shows to talk about today. How are you, Rochelle?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. I'm one of these people that's been saying Happy Friday. You're probably going to roll your eyes at me.
You don't.
Sorry. My children have started saying it, so now I'm like, it's Friday.
It's cute if okay, I'll let the kids, but you need to not. You and say it with the kids. But
Okay.
yeah, no, I don't know. I don't even like when people open with Happy Monday. Hey guys, happy Tuesday. I'm like, what the? We know the day. Just get on
True.
with what you're
It's
saying.
like when I'm like, Happy Monday, everybody. It's really sunny today. Like, I'm giving the weather report. I can't
Yeah.
help but comment on the weather. I'm like, why am I commenting on the weather? And I need to stop that. Anyway, we've got lots to talk about. So I'm going to go straight over to you for breaking news.
Breaking news. We have had the Traitors wrapped last week. I loved this season from start to finish. Everything about it, I loved. And I can't wait till the next season. I think I might start watching the UK ones, but I'm not sure if it's going to hit the same because of the Housewives not being in it. But
I
the
think
prize
that's what
money
made
has,
it so good. Yeah.
yeah. The prize money has not been paid still. A bit controversial. I'm sure it will. I saw Andy say on Watch What Happens Live, it's coming, it'll happen. So
Yeah.
anyway, Southern Hospitality also wrapped last week. We've had the final episode and the reunion. I like the season. I'm so sick of that Will guy. That's a lot. And Emmy protecting him. But it was a very good season. We haven't spoken about it a heap, but I will miss it each week on my screens. My screen, not screens. It's not Minority Report.
Minority Report. You're referring to the oldest movie. People have no idea what you're talking about. And remembering that
I'm
this is a
not that
podcast
old.
and you're moving your hands around on the screen. It is an audio medium, not a
Oh no, I've
visual
lost it.
medium.
I've lost it. Mia has quit Potomac in news that no one cares about because we're not
Not
even
really,
watching.
yeah.
And Tamra has, well, is threatening, which we hope, to quit OC.
She's dangling the carrot. She's doing the whole, what is my priority type thing. But she's done that before. So
That's
let's just
it.
wait and see.
Yes. And we've also had the release. So there's two episodes of The Baldwins available. It's on binge. The second one dropped today or yesterday at night, I think. I've watched it, not loving it so much. It's
I
centered
haven't
around.
watched it yet. There's definitely some commentary around it being a little bit off because of the whole shooting, episode that happened with what's his name? Alec Baldwin. We're talking about the Baldwins. Yeah,
The
there's a little
main guy.
bit of commentary. The commentary is sort of, yeah, a little bit negative about it. It's like it's a bit, it's light. They're trying to be lighthearted, but it's also very serious. And it's like, where do you find that balance?
So we're seeing an insight into their lives with the seven children that they've got, which is kind of boring to me as well, because I don't really care that much. But then he's going off to trial where he could go to jail and he's killed this woman on a film set accidentally. But it is very light and dark. But without that, the show wouldn't be that interesting at all. See what happens. I'll keep watching it, but I'm not enjoying it that much.
Something that has returned after quite a long break, because last season they didn't do very well, is The Real Housewives of Atlanta. They took a long time to come back, get some casting changes through. I don't know what to think about it. I didn't enjoy last season. Like, I didn't even finish last season. I just had enough of it. I like this new woman, Shemaya. She's the one with the $9 million house. She's given 17 presents to her 17-year-old daughter. Like, she's giving her all of these designer bags. She's
The
giving
first thing
slightly unhinged.
with the 17 presents, I thought of Harry Potter with
What
the
is that a
Dursley.
thing in Harry Potter? Because you're a Harry Potter nerd. Okay.
I'm a massive Harry Potter nerd.
What is that? Is they do that? Is that a thing?
Well, no, the spoilt cousin gets the count the amount of presents that he gets for his birthday. And I'm like, why is she doing this? I'd rather one huge present personally, but
No, I want 41 presents. I want 42 presents. Like, the older you get, the more presents you get. I'm all here for, like, I am here for that. the older I get, the more I get. It's the opposite, and that's just wrong. You know, what value are you giving me as a 3-year-old? Not enough. You can have three presents. That's enough.
Exactly.
But anyway, I liked that. I liked her confessionals. I thought she was funny. I thought that they took a dig at her with the editing. That was good. What I find really hard to follow is their hairstyles, because they all change their hair so significantly with different wigs, is that I don't know who's who. Because one day you're a blonde, the next you're a brunette. One day it's really short, one day it's really long. And I'm like, hang on, I'm still trying to figure out who's who. So it's not got that working just yet for it. I'm not sort of identifying with the characters, if you like. Like, I'm not remembering who they are just yet. But I didn't mind it. I put that it was a solid start. Kelly is intense. She basically just yells while she's talking all the time. I find it really hard listening to just basic conversation. I'm really interested to hear what you think, because I know that you didn't like it, but I want to know why.
No, I didn't not like it. I found it a bit boring. I found it hilarious that Ralph is in the basement. Get in your box. Like, can you imagine? They're still living together, but he's just like out from the basement. I found that hilarious. I don't know. I was trying to watch it, and I can often gauge a show by, like, when I'm watching other shows, I'll often be doing other things because we're watching so much. You don't have the capacity to sit and fully watch. So the shows that I find myself making sure I'm watching and going back in scenes to make sure I've seen things, I know that they're important with me. Whereas this, I was like, oh, hang on, I've got to go way back because I haven't even been listening or watching at all. Maybe being the first episode, I should have sat and watched it properly, given my full attention, because I don't think, as you said, I couldn't work out who was saying what. There's new people. Maybe I didn't give it a full proper go. I didn't not like it, but it wasn't holding my attention.
We'll see what happens next week. I didn't
Yeah.
mind it.
I'm glad they've listened and it's different. So the thing I'm still not enjoying, but I'm still watching because I don't know, does it provide any, is it giving me anything other than anger? Is Sydney. So we've got the old one that's modeling, and I
The
take so
old
much
one.
pleasure.
We have to just make that clear. Like, we're not being ageist here. It's their
No.
focus on her age and then calling
Yes.
her diverse.
And they're like, oh, you're the diverse one. You're, and they're still, I need to say it louder for the people at the back. Diversity is a good thing. They are talking about it in a negative way, and it drives me nuts. Another thing that they missed, they're so vapid and not in the real world. They've missed the sustainable fashion thing. They're like, oh, you hire dressers. Oh, I hire cleaners. I shut up. You're obnoxious. Hiring a dress is fine. Sustainable fashion is fine. Not always affordable, but if I had an option and I had money, I would choose sustainable fashion hands down anytime. These women acting like they're too cool for it. You're not, that's not a cool thing to be having your head in the sand about. So they sound like morons. The woke wank train, I'll be on the front. Choo choo, like driving that train, because that old one, she's a boomer. She's a boomer and she's driving the boomer bus, and I'll be on the woke wank train because I can't stand her. Who says that?
I don't know. Oh,
And
well, these women
all
say
the
this stuff. Vapid. You said vapid before. I think vapid is the word. That is their word. That's
they're just
that is
not
what
in
describes them.
touch. They're not in touch. They're so, and they keep referencing, oh, it's the only time I leave Double Bay is to go to the horse. That horse had more personality than all of those women in that room at any point in time. Edward Cullen is coming through. She's actually calling some people out. And I feel like maybe she could come on the train with me. Maybe. She's all okay.
But
And
this is the
Terry's
new chick that you're calling Edward Cullen, yes? The
the
one that
blonde one.
refuses to go in the
Yeah. Who's self-made, only self-made by the man that she married. She's not self-made in that she's had a job and done anything for herself. She married someone. That's it. You've achieved nothing other than get married and to an old guy.
Yeah.
I'm just so embarrassed.
I agree with everything you're saying. And while I was watching it, I couldn't help but think, you know, when there's like a footy grand final or something like that, and they come out with a caricature, or they do it for politicians and they put them on the front of newspapers. I feel like these women are a caricature of a Sydney housewife. Like they're so done up, they're so intense with just the physicality of them and the way that they talk. It's almost like they're not real. They're not real people. They're
Yeah,
playing this
trying.
character, and it's weird and hard to watch. And I watched it really late at night. Don't do that, because then my internal thoughts to myself were speaking the way they speak. I was awake till like 2 o'clock in the morning. I couldn't sleep. I was just, oh darling, oh yes, Double Bay, Noosa.
Next week, they're dragging Jackie Gillies in, who's the real was on Real Housewives of Melbourne. Don't drag her in. She seems okay. Real Housewives of Melbourne had a little bit more going for it. They
Yeah,
were more
agreed.
normal. The Sydney women, the way that they're talking about, like, sustainability doesn't matter. Diversity's gross. No, diversity's good. Sustainability matters. You are so off the mark. And yes, I'm being mean, but I need to. I don't know. I need to be.
It's okay. Let's talk about something that we liked, which I don't know that a
Yes.
lot of people are liking, but we like it, and that's Denise Richards and her Wild Things. So
Yes.
they dropped another double episode. So we talked about this last week. It looks like they're dropping two episodes at a time, which I don't know that they need to do it, but I know that at the end of the fourth episode that I finished watching today, I wanted more. And the fact that I felt that way says to me, okay, they're onto something here. She is so quirky and just she's being herself. It feels really authentic. I said
Yes.
that after watching the first two episodes, I felt a bit weird about watching the daughters being at each other. I hadn't got into the content with the daughter that's into Jesus, very religious. And it's just so out there to see someone being like that on a show like this. And it's chalk and cheese, it's black and white, and I really like it. And I don't understand what the criticism might be of it, but I don't know. I liked it. And that's all I can say. It's putting a big smile on my face.
Same. I think she's delivering. She's a huge star. And then Sydney Housewives are not delivering in that way. They're playing a character. She's not playing a character. She's so authentic. So she seems really nice, really kind. She was looking after Charlie Sheen's ex, who I believe he was married to after her, the iguana that she had, who was 30 years old. It's so
Godzilla.
Godzilla. And then they had to do speeches like, I
A
didn't like him,
funeral.
but he bit me, but I'm scared of him. But then they did a prayer. I love seeing her relationship with the daughter Eloise, who's a little girl who's got special needs, who she has adopted. I feel like it's really just authentic.
It's
She really cares for
humanizing
her.
Denise Richards above what we know of her as just some big celebrity in Hollywood who does
Yeah.
OnlyFans. Like there are other layers to her, and they're nice to see.
Yes. And the feedback that's been given is it's got a early 2000s reality TV vibe that what people aren't liking. But I am enjoying it. Seeing that sort of into her life where she is this sex symbol and her daughter is also on OnlyFans, but she's got this other daughter who's so different. It's just really good. Loving it.
Agree.
Southern Charm. It
Our
all happened last
favorite.
week. Shep and Sienna are done. Now, I think they were done a long time ago, according to Sienna. But for Shep, finally, the penny dropped. Unless I'm 10, do not give me a shark tooth necklace. Like, what is he doing? Not only has he given one, he's given two. Like, a megalodon, is that even a real thing? I thought
I
that was
thought
like
that
a
was a made-up shark for a movie.
the Meg. So I'm like, oh, there's actual teeth out there.
I need to ask my 6-year-old in primary school,
And
is the
is it
megalodon
like,
real?
is it a giant tooth? How big is a
Yeah, like why
megalodon?
is it such a tiny tooth? If it's a megalodon, shouldn't it be like the size of a car?
It should be like Flavor Flav with the clock, but it's a shark tooth. So anyway, he's handing out multiple shark teeth to people, which is weird because they're grown women, not 10-year-olds. So he's doing that, and it was so funny when Taylor's like, "Oh," and it was weird that he still gave it to her.
Yeah.
Craig with the "I'm a lawyer and a storyteller" line. I want it on a t-shirt.
I want it on a pillow,
I
on one of
promise.
his pillows.
Craig, I'm feeling though, he's a bit full of lies. His pants are on fire.
Why do you think his pants are on
He
fire?
keeps on because he's constantly getting exposed in these lies that he's telling people on multiple occasions. Like it's come out that he was kicked out of Kyle's wedding and he's saying that he wasn't. It's about the Patricia thing, JT calling her a bitch, but there's no footage anywhere of him calling her a bitch.
Yeah. I
Craig
think this whole
needs to own a little
storytelling
bit.
element of him is him being a little bit creative with the things that he's saying, being a bit creative with the truth, which I
And which
hate.
is fine.
I don't want him to
Well,
be like that.
if you're telling a good story and you add a bit of fluff, fine, but not when it's to the detriment of somebody else.
Correct.
So that's what I don't like. And then Vanita being worried about JT and his blood sugars. Lady, stop. You are beautiful. Move on from him.
Correct.
He can manage his own blood sugars.
Yeah. We had a little bit of a discussion between Austin and Craig on the beach where, Craig is trying to say something along the lines of, I was trying my best not to be an addict, like not to participate in that behavior. He's holding a bottle of champagne when he has this conversation with Austin, which is a little bit aux, but it was again, good TV. It seemed very real, and they were letting their guards down. And, a night out on the beach with a few drinks always makes people open up. So it's nice to see them being friendly again. I don't like the whole Austin versus Craig thing.
No.
Yeah, we don't need that.
No. But yeah, we'll see what happens
It's
this
still
week.
good. It's still good. And then they're leaving the Bahamas to go back home because it feels like they've been in the Bahamas for 6 months. So get them home and let's keep the drama going. I want to talk now about Beverly Hills. So Real Housewives of Beverly Hills this week. Bose is fast becoming my favorite.
Amazing.
Saying what was who was it that called Kyle sensible spice with her ugly luggage? Who came out with that line?
I don't know.
I don't know whether it was Bose. I've got it in my note with my Bose comment, but I don't think it was Bose. But I just thought that was hilarious, calling Kyle sensible spice. Bose with her reactions, like someone will say something to someone else, and then she'll sit there and go, "Whoo!" or "Whoa!" She's doing what we're doing on the couch, and I love that. And she's coming in and kind of trying to interpret, well, you're saying this and you're saying that. I'm loving her. Please keep her. Great addition. Jennifer
She's amazing.
Tilly's still amazing with her fabulousness. I did feel that this week's episode was a bit of a filler episode. Like it was the episode leading up to going away. There was a lot of Mo and Kyle content, which is awkward to watch. He's obviously off living his single life, which he's supposed to be able to do. It's just messy. I want them to just separate and be separated and do their own things without having to justify to each other. Because it's a bit intrusive, I think. It feels a bit intrusive being there for it. And then you've got all of the stuff that's going on with Dorit
I
and
know.
PK, and that, like, he's mad. You can just see it, and he's trying to hold it in. And yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I'm feeling about watching all these really intense conversations between these couples.
I feel for Kyle seeing the photo of him kissing someone. But then they're separated, and she has been running around with Morgan. But
Yeah.
Garcelle was actually all of us saying, like, well, what's happening with you? Like, she is the only one that's sort of asking. So no one's allowed to talk about Morgan, but we're all talking about Mo. I don't know. I don't like it. I do feel like it's intrusive and it's not fun to watch marriage breakdowns. It's not fun to watch for me because that's their real marriages and it does make me feel a bit yucky. I don't like that. I would. What's fun to watch is Erica commenting on Jennifer Tilly's stuff. I would watch a spin-off show of her just people just showing her things that people have because she is hilarious.
I know. She's fangirling over everything, and I love it. Love
Yes,
it.
I love that. And then they're going away. So, but it was a good episode. I love the gift bags that Bose was handing out. I'm still really enjoying it. It was a filler episode, but the marriage breakdown is heavy. But
Yeah.
hopefully we get some more fun times when they're away.
Agree.
So, Summer House was on yesterday. Now, I think that having Lindsay and Carl under the same roof is working.
It works
I
for this
wasn't sure.
season.
It does work. It won't work when there's a baby, but I don't think she'll be back on it. Danielle needs to shut up because A, you're friends with Lindsay outside of this. So if you're finding out all of this stuff firsthand, like what? You don't live together. What? Like all this stuff. Are you playing it up for the camera? And then didn't you learn from last time when you told her that she was moving too fast with Carl? Just stay out of people's relationships. Because Lindsay's not asking for approval. She's just saying what's happening. Danielle's kind of annoying me. Carl is a priest now, Paige is right. And he's wearing some sort of green mittens on his feet that are weird. What was that? He's given
It was
up.
not a good look. Crocs on their own are bad enough, but make them green and put them on Carl's feet, and it's a bit like
No. Imral, I said that I liked him the last couple of episodes, but he's really giving nothing but like a weird sex vibe, and now he's making me feel icky.
don't you feel like he's come on the show because he's got some weird kink about having sex on TV? Like, it's
Something's going
almost like he's gone on there because he's like,
on. I
oh,
agree.
I'll be able to have sex and it'll be televised. Oh, I'll be able to
Yeah.
put the thing up over the camera. I don't like it. I
I
don't
don't
need
like it.
it.
No, I wanted to hear the stories, but now I'm with you. He's giving me the ick. The Lexi and Jessie thing, oh my goodness, that girl is so beautiful, but she's so insecure. And I just want to say to all the young girls, guys, boob man, butt man, they don't care. They're just appreciating if you're there and you're, but the insecurities are pushing him away. He was so into her, and her being so insecure about herself, she's stunning. But to see a young girl who's so pretty, so insecure, I'm like, oh my God, he's just happy that you're giving him a kiss. Don't worry about it.
It's
Like,
gonna get old real soon. They're not gonna, I mean, they're not following each other on Instagram.
no,
It's over.
it's really sad because she's pushed him away by being like that, and I don't like it. But it's me as an old lady watching a young girl make mistakes that I'm like, no, don't do that. And the Craig and Paige conversation was awkward. Now I'm like, there's no surprise that they broke up. And I actually feel like Craig and Joe Bradley from Southern Hospitality maybe should hook up and have a baby because girls thrive and you two, I don't know, just get married or something because I felt like he was really trying to hold her back and I didn't like it.
I don't know. I mean, it's what we're seeing now is that closer progression to the end of their relationship. Like, you can see it happening. She's having amazing success. She's wanting to lean into that. She's young, and he's just on the I want to get married and have a baby train. And it's just life. Sometimes people grow apart. It's a shame, but
It's
they're not
also
meant for
was a
each other.
shame that it happened in an Australian restaurant, and people now in America are thinking all we do is eat kangaroo skewers. I
With
don't even love
hummus on cafeteria style tables. What part of that restaurant was Australian with the chicken sandwich? What?
sandwich.
Sandwich?
My goodness, how embarrassing. Again, we've got bad housewives, bad representation in these restaurants. Let us help you, people. We will help.
Oh my goodness. All right. What else have we got? We have got Kardashians, which I don't have much notes on because, again, I haven't watched the whole episode. Couldn't really be bothered. But it was the week that they've gone to India. So Kim and Khloe are in India. I know, I can't, can you believe I just said those words? I couldn't really be bothered
I know.
watching the Kardashians. Like, who am I and what have I done with Catherine?
No.
Look, what I did like watching was their reaction to the hotel rooms that they were in. Like, they themselves were blown away, and nothing is really too opulent for them these days. So to see them react to something like a normal person would was actually quite good.
Yeah.
Beautiful wedding, and yeah, I mean, it was just such an extravaganza. They looked stunning. I saw a little bit about the Chris
His sister.
conversation with Scott. So they had another forced staged conversation in the kitchen, but it was to talk about the passing of their auntie. So Chris's sister
Yeah.
had passed away. That's really all I got to in the episode. I'll possibly pick it up and watch the rest of it. Did you see the whole thing?
I saw the whole thing. I found the wedding very interesting to me to see, because Indian weddings are opulent anyway. So to see it on that scale, I liked seeing it because otherwise we wouldn't have ever been able to see inside that wedding to that extent. I found it strange that they just invite random people to their wedding. Like they're so rich. They're like, we don't even know you, but we'll invite
My
you.
mum went over to India years ago with my auntie because my auntie was invited to an Indian wedding, and my mum went as well, and they were treated like royalty. Full
Amazing.
saris. Yeah, they were like the guests of honor, the way they were being treated. They really throw it like a big bash and
Yeah.
love
And it goes for
visitors.
days. Yeah. So I loved seeing the traditions and all the culture, and it was on such a giant scale. I really liked that. I thought that was good. The most relatable part was when, because this wedding's going for days and they're exhausted, and Chloe and Kim both have a nap in the car on the way to one of the events because they're like, we're done. That was quite relatable. Then we've got just Courtney. If there's a drinking game where Courtney mentions that her boobs are big and full of milk, don't play it because you'll die. Because she says it so many times this episode because she's running. Travis is doing this 5K running thing and she's running as well, which that was also quite relatable because she was like running and then she's like, let's jog, let's walk. And then she walked most of it and ran. So she was there supporting him, but she did keep going on about how her boobs are big and full of milk. And I don't think that we need to keep hearing it.
I feel like there's an opportunity for that to be really funny. But if you're just saying it over and over again, then that's just like, ugh, stop saying it. Whereas it could actually be a genuinely funny thing. Like if you're pissing yourself laughing because your tits are leaking while you're trying to get over the finish line, like that's funny.
Yeah, it's the way she just sort of keeps saying it in this monotone thing, and then I can't run because my boobs are full of milk. I've got milk in them. I've got, and we're like, we know. But overall, I didn't hate this episode. I felt sorry for Chris, and I feel sorry, like her mum's 90. That's a big thing to lose a child. Her sister had a heart attack, I think it was. I did feel sorry for her because no matter how rich you are, losing a family member is not nice. So it was nice to sort of see that part of it. It was good to see the wedding in India, how they all got dressed up. I didn't hate it. I didn't miss Kylie and the other
The
one,
other one.
Kendall. Kendall.
Oh,
I
shit.
didn't miss them this episode. I don't feel like they really want to be in it.
No, I don't think any of them want to be in it. They just don't want to be out of the public eye.
Yeah.
Like, when are you going to step away, guys?
Yeah. But yeah, overall, I didn't hate the episode. So
It's a win.
that is a win
It's a win.
from me.
Awesome. Well, is that it?
That's it.
That's it. All right. Well, that's what we've got through this week. More to watch next week. More to catch up on. We're almost at school holidays. Brace yourself.
No, Easter.
Ugh. It's going to be a time. All right. Well, I will catch you again next week. Looking forward to hearing what you have to say.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Why are you laughing?
Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.